We are in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Ches. We are up to Sif Tes, and we will be going through Sif Yud Beis, the end of the Siman. Sif Tes. Im Ira Yomisis Ovid B'Shabbos Ov Rish Chodesh, for the minig of fasting on a yard site, if it falls on a Shabbos or Rish Chodesh, Yidoch HaLamachar, the Mechaber holds you fast on a Sunday. Hagah Ve'ein Nog in Kain, that is not the minig Ashkenaz, Ela Ein Misan in Klal, one doesn't fast altogether. V'chein b'shar yomim she'ein behem tachanun. One does not fast on a tainus yortz on a day the tachanun isn't said. Whereas leaving an air nesham is of course for Shabbos. The same halacha will apply. A bal bris does not fast on a yortzeit. Mishnah Berurah here brings to fast on the yortzeit of Rabbo Muvhak. Sif Yud. Hanoder leilech al kivrei tzadikim. Someone made a neder that he was going to go travel to kivrei tzadikim shebemakom ploni, kivrei tzadikim in a specific place. The Nisakiv Yomim Rabim, and he wasn't able to go. V'chakach irishis kirul alech Hashem, and then someone paid him to go there. Dai b'halicha zo, he's allowed to go. That is enough. Meaning, not he's allowed to go, but he's yotza with that going. I would have thought that if he's being paid to go, then it's not a fulfillment of his neder. Kamash malon, that it is. Yud alef hanodur lotzum schum yomim ritzufim v'yirubem tainis chova. Olim lo, if someone makes up to fast a set amount of days in a row, and in the middle of it there's a tiny seber, the halach is that is yotza with that. Now, if it's a neder, he made up he's gonna fast 7 days, then he cannot use a tiny seber as with one as one of them. That means you cannot be mekayim. If the other one was a neder. Person made a neder, he's going to fast 10 days. Then he also made a neder, he's going to fast 2 days. He can't go ahead and use the 10 and the 2 as the same days. They can't go together. Whereas, what happens if someone says that he's going to fast for specific 10 days and there's a yard site in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the halach is he doesn't have to pay back for it. Someone always fasts between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He does not have to add a day for a yard site. But if he fasts the 10 days, beginning with 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, so there if he knows that there's a yard site, he should start with 5 days before. Sif Yud Beis, Kol HaShori B'Tainis Bein Shayim Misan Al Tzaroso HaChalomo Bein Shayim Misan HaMatzibur Al Tzarosom. Anybody that's fasting, whether it's his own fast, it's a Tainis Tzibur, HaReze Lo Yinoy Gidunim Ba'atzmo. Aside from not eating, he should also not give himself other pleasure. V'lo Yekal Rosho, he should not be involved in things that are lightheaded. V'lo Yis Sameach V'Tov Leiv, he shouldn't be especially joyful. Eladoeg va'onim. Instead, what he should be is worried and mournful. Kinyan shenemar ma'yisonin adam chai. The Mishnah Berurah stresses he should avoid kas, and he should make sure that he does everything in a much more serene way, so that he doesn't come liday kas. You know, when someone's slower and more thought out, b'derech klal, he will not come liday kas.